Welcome to the December Daily Inspiration Podcast, episode 17. I'm your host, Melissa Shannon from digitalscrapbookinghq.com. And today I invited Stephanie Madley-Rath from scrapworthylives.com back again to share her December scrapbooking progress. Stephanie is the creator of scrapworthylives.com based on her doctoral research on scrapbooking. But she also blogs about other scrapbook-related topics. She wrote the ebook, The Scrapworthy Lives Guide to Market Research, which is available for sale at scrapworthylives.com. Stephanie recorded this update to let us know how she's progressed with her December scrapbooking project, and I hope you'll find it inspiring and interesting to hear from her. If you'd like to hear more about Stephanie's plans, you can head back to decemberdaily.com/12, where we first met Stephanie and heard about her project.
Hi everyone, this is Stephanie Medley-Rath from scrapworthylives.com, and Melissa had asked me to follow up with my Christmas scrapbooking. As you remember from the last episode with me, I don't do a December daily, and I'm really glad I didn't because there is no way that that would be remotely close to being finished at this point. December is just too busy for me because of my regular job. But what I did do is I managed to create 9 12 by 12 layouts for my 2010 Christmas. Like I said in the episode before, my husband takes my daughter Christmas shopping all day a couple of days before Christmas, and what I did in 2010 and then again this year in 2011 was I spent that day scrapbooking the Christmas stories and photos from the previous year. So that's exactly what I did. And my layouts, you know, they sort of run quite a wide range. You know, some of them are, they're very simple. You know, here's a picture on a page, here's a title, and it's done. And then there was a couple where I, you know, really tried out a new technique. I have one that I even got my sewing machine out. I like to sew on layouts, but I don't have a permanent home for my sewing machine. I really need to fix that. So that way I can do more sewing on layouts and it's not all crazy like it is on the one that I did sew on, but that's okay. I did find that I still have some Christmas paper, so I think I'm going to have one more year where I'm not going to need to buy any Christmas supplies, though it's getting more difficult. I'm getting kind of tired of my
crepe paper
Christmas collection. It's very pretty and cute and everything, but now it's been a couple of years now I've been playing with it, so I don't know. I may have to give away the rest of it and buy something new just to mix it up. I'm not sure yet. We'll see what kind of cool things come out next Christmas for the holidays. I did make an effort this year to do more journaling. I noticed when I pulled out my Christmas album, which I started with layouts in 2008, that I had a tiny bit of journaling, but not a lot. So this time I made a much bigger effort to include more journaling. I don't have journaling on every page. I think there's only one or two that don't have any journaling beyond just a title, but the rest of them do have journaling. I did find too that I had made a note and stuck it with my Christmas photos last year to remember a story that happened, and I'm really glad I did because the story that I included, there's no way I would have remembered that story from the pictures alone. So, you know, if you're not able to scrapbook right away, whatever it is you're, you know, celebrating or taking pictures of, you know, just make a little note. Mine was on like a little index card, 3x5 index card that I stuck in with my pictures. And that way you'll remember, oh yeah, I wanted to scrapbook that along with the photos. So I was really glad I did that. I think that's a really good tip. So anyway, I think that's really all I have to share with you. Again, Stephanie Medley-Rath from scrapworthylives.com. I hope your December scrapbooking went well.
Thank you so much for joining us again, Stephanie. It's been really inspiring to hear your approach to December scrapbooking. I love seeing your finished pages, and I'll link everyone up to your blog in the show notes. You can see the show notes for this episode at decemberdaily.com/17. This episode marks the last in the series for December Daily 2011. I hope you've enjoyed the inspiration. I'm excited to share more ideas with you next year, so I'm hoping to be releasing some new episodes in November 2012. In the meantime, you can check out all of the show notes and December Daily inspiration pages by going to decemberdaily.com. Thanks so much for spending time with me over the last few months. I've really enjoyed hearing from you, and I hope that you'll join me again later this year. In the meantime, why not head over to digitalscrapbookinghq.com to see the latest of what I'm up to.